Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Man, can you believe my kids had a delayed opening today? A delayed opening. It snowed yesterday. It's unbelievable. We live in a crazy, crazy world. That's all I can tell you. A delayed opening for 2 hours, and it snowed yesterday. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Well, it's a very depressing day between a shooting in Australia and the Brown University shooting, the Rob Reiner being killed. It's depressing as hell, and it's Monday, and it's cold out, but at least we have snow. At least we have beautiful, beautiful snow. And that's really good. And the FBI thwarted a terror attack on New Year's Eve. And the president put out a tweet about Rob Reiner that is now getting more attention than Rob Reiner's death, because what the president said was just totally inappropriate. And there's just no other way to put it than that. And so now people are fighting over his tweet, because that's the day and age in which we live right now. So we'll get to all of that as the show unfolds today. And I'll tell you one thing, the Rob Reiner thing, it's so sad. His son apparently, is charged with killing him and his mother. The worst nightmare you could ever imagine. I mean, just horrible. This kid battled mental illness and drug addiction and everything else. Awful. The Sydney terror attack, which was also terrible, obviously, and they let it fester there for years, this globalized the intifada. And as a few people have said, nobody should be surprised in the least that this would occur in a place like Sydney after the way that Australia has been so accommodating to people that have been just vile with their anti-Semitism. And then, of course, you have the shooting at Brown, too, where a young woman was killed who was the head of the Republican Club there on campus. So, like I said, a depressing day. But the good news is that, there is no good news today. There's not much. I mean, really, there isn't much good news out there other than the fact that it's almost Christmas, and that's good. And people are spending money. I saw a post today. Actually, it's pretty funny. This is pretty, pretty accurate. It said, we've reached the part of December where every day costs $300. There are presents stashed everywhere that need to be wrapped. Everyone's getting sick. The house is a mess. And you're on the verge of having a breakdown every other day. And speaking of people getting sick, I'm one of them. So I got a little cold going on here, which is why I'm not going to be on camera today, because I've got a runny nose and I keep having to sneeze. And I want to apologize to Phyllis. So I gave her a big hug yesterday at my daughter's play, and hopefully I didn't get her sick. But Phyllis, if you're listening, my apologies. I also shook your husband's hand too, but it wasn't my intention to get anybody sick. But I felt like something was coming on Friday at the event we had, the wonderful event for Andy Chan. That was so great. If you came out to that, thank you. Really outstanding support for Andy Chan and all of our heroes. We had so many great cops there. Got to interview the commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department. He was terrific. He was really, really great. We had a nice chat, nice conversation. Podcast for you. If you missed it, you can go and listen to it, of course. But my first time meeting the commish, who I've heard only positive things from members of the Philadelphia Police Department about him, that he's a cop's cop, and he really cares about cops, and he cares about bringing the department into the next age of technology and everything else. And his whole thing was about making the police officers feel validated and appreciated and absolutely 100% every step of the way. That's what they deserve. And you could really feel that at the Andy Chan holiday block party. My sincere congrats to Bob White, Mark O'Connor, and the whole team behind the Families Behind the Badge, Children's Foundation, for putting on that great event. They must have had 1,000 people there. I don't know the exact number, but the place was packed, absolutely packed the entire time. Which is great. And it shows you how much people really do appreciate our first responders, the police, the firefighters, and first responders. Because when you're asked to help out and support them, it matters when you do. And Andy Chan's wife, Tang, she spoke. That was lovely. And when she started speaking, the people were chatting, you know, throughout the event. As things go, the event was in one room. And then there was the big event where we did the show from, actually the show from a pirate ship. And the minute she started speaking, everybody started saying, you know, to hush up. And everybody did. And they listened to every word she had to say about her husband and what a great guy he was and is, and how she promised to never get married again. And how Andy Chan was the kind of guy who inspired people every day of his life with his positivity and his love of policing and his story about how he became a cop because his parents owned a Chinese restaurant and cops would go in there. Especially the highway patrol guys. And he got to know them and he was impressed by them. And he decided that that's what he wanted to be. And that was his life's ambition. And he pursued it. And good for him. And he will be missed, no doubt about it. And they raised a lot of money that night. So thank you for your generosity and your support of that. And obviously there'll be events throughout the year as that continues throughout the entire, you know, up until the Bend of the Shore bike ride, which comes up. And that's always a great time. That's always a great event. They asked me if I would do the dunk tank again this year. I said, I'll consider the dunk tank. No doubt about that. I'll consider it. We'll talk about it. But it's obviously disgusting, as you know, the dunk tank. I talked a lot about that when I did it, and it was just a disgusting, disgusting experience. But it has, I thought it may be immune from everything, but clearly not, since I'm still struggling with some sort of respiratory virus today. But this is an interesting piece about what happened in Bondi Beach, or I'm told by Johnny Cook on X, it's Bondi Beach. This piece that I read about that is it's exactly what globalized intifada means. And nowhere is safe from the scourge of Jew hatred, not even Bondi Beach. The gorgeous stretch of sand and sea in Sydney, Australia, was visited by the great evil of anti-Semitism. World famous as a sunny, chilled out space for surfers, sunbathers, and young lovers, it became a slaughter zone. And it was a terrible thing. The golden sand was stained red with the blood of men, women, and children who were slain for one reason and one reason only. They were Jews. Two gunmen opened fire at a gathering of Jewish Americans who were celebrating the first day of Hanukkah. Their murderous spree lasted for 10 horrifying minutes, killing 15 spectators, including a rabbi, a Holocaust survivor, and a child. And it feels chilling that even Bondi, one of the most visited tourist sites in Australia, has fallen victim to the derangement of Jew phobia. There is a hero who should get a lot of attention for this. He was one of the guys who stepped in here. His name is Ahmed El Ahmed. He's a 43-year-old father of two from Syria who was seen in a heart-stopping video as he crept up and tackled one of the father-son terrorists who killed 15 people Sunday night at a Hanukkah celebration at the popular beach just outside of Sydney, Australia. Just before rushing in, the hero predicted he would pay the ultimate price for his bravery. And that's what he did. He predicted that. He said the following. He said, "I'm going to die. Please see my family and tell them that I went down to save people's lives." And he thought that he would never come back. He was hit at least 5 times. He may lose his arm, but he's not well at all. He's riddled with bullets, but he jumped in to try to help and save people. And his heroism remains even as the pain has started to take a toll on him. He doesn't regret what he did. He said he'd do it again. Still, he's a lot worse than expected. He's humble. He's described as a humble and kind person. He's lost a lot of blood. More than 25,000 people, excuse me, have raised the equivalent of just over $1 million for Ahmed on the GoFundMe site, with the biggest single donation from Bill Ackman, the U.S. billionaire. Of course, you know Bill Ackman from a lot of things, including when he came out and said, "May I meet you?" as the phrase that you should use if you want to meet somebody in real life and not just social media. But if you're young and you want to meet somebody, you say, "May I meet you?" Bill Ackman gave $1 million. And no one expects to be a hero, but when the moment came, he was. He was a fruit stand owner, and he was photographed with his entire left arm bandaged as he was visited by a number of people at the hospital. A real-life hero who jumped in and tried to save people as the two gunmen opened fire. He and Ahmed walked by the Hanukkah celebration. They were offered food just moments before gunfire erupted. "We needed a coffee. It was just then, 10 minutes before this happened. It was very crazy. We went behind the cars. We were seeing that people were shooting very near to us." And he crept up behind the shotgun-wielding gunman, and he wrestled the weapon away from him. He pointed the weapon at the terrorist, who fell to the ground and appeared to consider shooting him. And we actually have the audio, the video of that. Can we play it now?
Yep, it's ready to go.
All right, great. So cut 7. This is the video of him wrestling the terrorist, which is pretty amazing. Like I said, this guy's a real, genuine hero.
Oh! Ça m'enlève!
Oh non, gros!
Oh ouais, mais il y a son pote, il va se faire tirer dessus! Il est trop con, le mec qui a l'arme!
Le mec est hyper courageux. Oh.
So he disarmed the gunman and then pointed a gun at the other terrorist, who falls to the ground and appears to consider shooting him before he scampered away. And he was shot twice in the arm by the second terrorist during his heroic act. The father and son terrorist killed 15 people in the horror that lasted more than 10 minutes. But that's the bright side of this, is this hero. A real, true hero. And the president even praised him, and I'll play that in just a second. The 50-year-old father who was killed arrived in Australia in the 50-year-old father who was killed arrived in Australia in 1998 in a student visa and was an Australian resident when he died. Officials wouldn't confirm what country he had migrated from. His 24-year-old Australian-born son, who was shot and wounded, is being treated at a hospital. That's the father and son who were the terrorists who committed this horrible act. And the president said that the man, Ahmed El Ahmad, who is the hero in this story, saved a lot of lives. And he certainly did. And that's the bright, I mean, I always try to find a glimmer of hope and optimism and everything. And the fact that somebody would jump in like this, even telling his cousin that he's going down there to die. But it's remarkable. You know, and you always think to yourself, would I do the same thing in that situation? Would I have the courage of this man to go into the firing line, knowing that I'm probably not going to come back? I'm probably this is it for me. And that's what he told his cousin. He said, you know, tell my family I love him. I'm not coming back from this. And he went in. Here's what the president said about this hero. Cut 8.
So we don't get ourselves in any trouble, but they have a person of interest at Brown. And in Australia, you probably read it's been a very, very brave person, actually, who went and attacked frontally one of the shooters and saved a lot of lives. So very brave person who's right now in the hospital, pretty seriously wounded. So I great respect to that man that did that.
And he deserves great respect because it's really inspiring and remarkable that he would do something like that, truly. And then you contrast that with what Chuck Schumer had to say about the shooting at Brown University and the terrorist attack in Australia. But first, cut nine.
And of course, I'm going to say a few words about the terrible shooting in Sydney, Australia. Okay? So, and first, of course, as I always say, no matter what, go Bills. They beat the Patriots today. It's a big deal.
What a jerk. Just completely, your timing, buddy, is just the worst. But that's Chuck Schumer, so I mean, why be surprised by that? That's also the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Those year-end benefits, you got, what, 2 weeks left to use them? You better use them before they expire, or you're going to be very, very upset that you lost out on that, okay? So make sure that you call Dr. Mike's office today. They will do their best to get you in there and get you in there so that you can use those benefits before the end of the year. All right. VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. Now, the problem with what happened in Australia is that this was allowed to fester for a long time. A lot of their policies there have allowed this to fester for a long time. And that's the issue. And that's why there's so many people who are angry today at the leadership in Australia. And even though they have made going after guns the thing, but it's not about guns. It's about anti-Semitism. And that's what it is. And there have been a lot of people, and I think Senator John Fetterman said it best when he was on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. There are a lot of people who have turned their backs on Israel, who have allowed anti-Semitism to grow and to fester and to give it a safe space, so to speak. And so the Pennsylvania senator, who's been on a lot lately with Maria Bartiromo, had this to say, cut number three.
Well, I mean, look, President Trump recently named the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. I mean, are there things you would like to see that President Trump can do more of in terms of aligning with Israel, which he has been the greatest friend in the White House that Israel has ever had? But do you want to see anything different or more from the White House?
Well, I absolutely do agree with the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm the only Democrat as a co-sponsor of that with my colleague from Texas, Ted Cruz, you know, right, to identify what it is. And an attack, these kinds of organizations that help fund this kinds of terror across the globe and not that. Call it what it is and reject this kinds of radical Islam. Just the way I watched Senator Graham's interview, and I agree with virtually everything that he said about those kinds of circumstances. That should be a strong, strong bipartisan kinds of issue right now. And yeah. If you look, you know, like the young people in our nation have turned their back entirely against Israel. And that's the social media. That's the scourge. That's where anti-Semitism breeds. And that's piped right into their screens all across our nation.
And you see, that's what he was saying was, I agree with the designation of the Muslim Brotherhood. He wasn't saying that he agreed with the Muslim Brotherhood, but, you know, he obviously had a stroke. So that's what he was saying. And you got to give him a pass for that. But that's the key thing about this anti-Semitism that we see. It's everywhere. And unfortunately, unless it's confronted head on, and you understand, you know, and you see this in Australia, you see how there are people that are intent to kill people just because they are Jewish. And so anti-Semitism at every level has to be condemned, because if it's not, then it's just, it festers. That's the bottom line. It does. Now, a couple other good news items for you. Walmart is going to be removing dozens of artificial ingredients from its private label brands, and it will remove all artificial colors and other food additives from store brands by 2027. So that's good. As parents who drove around this weekend trying to find candy canes that did not have red dye number 5 in them, because they make Reagan go crazy, and we finally found them, but it was not easy, and it took going to like 4 different stores to find them. I'm happy about this, because the artificial dyes and additives and all the other stuff are bad news. And so the MAHA movement is a very, very good thing. The MAHA movement is working. And that's why when this happens, when these announcements come, synthetic dyes and 30 other food additives from its store brands sold in the United States under its under. That's great. Good news. Excellent. Because it will then open up, I think, shelf space for better stuff. And, you know, get the crap out of there. And then what happens is that you'll find very soon that prices for healthy stuff that don't contain this stuff will come down, because the market will be there for it. And the market is there for it already. It really is. But unfortunately, some companies charge a lot more money for this stuff than they do the crappy stuff. So the fact that Walmart's doing this, and a lot of people shop there who, you know, they don't, not exactly the richest people in the world, do the grocery shopping at Walmart. Some do, but not all, is a good thing. It's a very, very good thing. And the other piece of good news today is that the nationwide average for gasoline prices has now dropped to a four-year low. All right, a four-year low. And data from AAA and Gas Buddy show that the national average price of gas has fallen to a four-year low as of Monday. National average dropped to $2.94 per gallon, which is the lowest average it has been in 4 years. According to AAA, Oklahoma has the lowest average gas price at $2.36 a gallon, while Hawaii has the highest at $4.44 a gallon. So that's good news right there, too, since we're all spending a ton of money this Christmas season, and it seems like every day we're coming out. We're just getting killed every day. But this is good news. Gas prices are now lower in a majority of states, and the good news is that the downward trend may continue into the closing innings of 2025, with further declines likely across much of the country. So that is excellent news right there. Okay, coming up, Rob Reiner, the vicious death, horrible murder of him, and a lot of people coming out and saying very positive things about his acting career. And you don't have to say anything about his politics. You don't, because what happened was so gruesome. You can just focus on that, and you can focus on his life. Not everything has to be political. Not everything does. And I think we're all exhausted by politics, quite frankly. The fact that everything has to be made political, it doesn't. Even people who are political people, they don't have to make everything political. That's the problem with life right now sometimes, and it becomes just absolutely exhausting. We'll talk about that. Also, fat cats are now being given Ozempic. I don't mean fat cats as in rich people. I mean obese cats, cats that are fat. The medication is now being given to cats who are fat to promote healthy aging and potentially become the most impactful life-extending therapy for pet cats. Fat cats are getting the fat shot. I'm not making this up. This is a real story. How could I make this up? How could I possibly make this up? But it's happening, and we'll talk about that as well. As the FBI searches for evidence in Rhode Island, and they thwart a terror plot for New Year's Eve. All that is straight ahead as we continue on a Monday. Busy show, busy week. Friday we'll be live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm excited. I hope you'll join us for that. It's going to be great, all right? I want you to be there for us. And yes, you will miss out if you're not there. You'll have major FOMO, so come out and join us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, all right? Do it today. I mean, don't do anything. You don't have to do anything. Just come on Friday. Just make a mental note today to join us on Friday. I'm sure I'll be better by then. No doubt about it. So do that. We'll come right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, the president is speaking in the Oval Office. If he takes questions, we'll go to it as we often do on the show. Welcome back. Glad you're with us today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. I want to welcome to the show Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld. Am I saying that correctly, doctor?
Yes, you have.
Okay, wonderful. Terrorism expert and founder of the American Center for Democracy, a visiting scholar at Columbia University, NYU, and Johns Hopkins University, and author of the book Funding Evil, How Terrorism is Financed and How to Stop It. We're all talking about the horrific attack in Australia. I appreciate you joining us today. Is this the kind of thing that we could have seen coming?
Absolutely. And many of us have seen it coming. The Israeli Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, sent a letter last August to the Prime Minister of Australia calling him to increase security on the Jewish population, Jewish institutions, and warning of some coming attacks. Because of radical Islamization in Australia, because of the growing violent demonstrations and attacks on Jews in Australia, because of more and more and more noisy and more violent attacks and demonstrations to globalize the Intifada in support of Hamas. And they haven't done anything. Oh, I'm sorry. They have actually done something. The Minister of the Interior, Home Office in Australia, after the chief imam in Australia called for globalizing the Intifada and supporting Hamas in Australia, they gave him 30, something like between 27 and 30 million Australian pounds, or lira, what it's called, in order to increase security. this is because, not because there was anti-Muslim feel in Australia, to the contrary, because actually there were more attacks on Jewish targets. So they gave some $30 million to increase security for Islamic institutions after the imam called for globalizing the intifada.
And I guess the question is, was that not enough money? I mean, it doesn't sound like enough.
What do you mean? They gave money to the Muslims to do what?
I thought you meant they gave money to the schools for security.
No, to Muslims.
Your connection, we're breaking up a little bit here, Doctor. We're going to have to call you back because you broke up there. I misunderstood what you said. So we're going to call you back. I'm trying to get you back on the line here. Okay. Sorry about that. I can't really, she's not coming through very, very clear there. So we'll try to get her back on. By the way, I should mention to you, the administration is touting efforts right now at the southern border. They're searching for evidence in what's going on in Rhode Island. And I think we'll jump in here for a second if we could. Can we take this live, Justin, and get an update?
12,000 a day, most released in the United States. I'm proud to be with these patriots behind me. I'm already proud to be in the Oval Office of the President, but being with these heroes, I met some of these soldiers down on the border. And actually, a shout-out to Fort Drum, New York. We got some 10th Mountain Division here, so Elise Stefanik, Claudia Tenney, we all love Fort Drum and the 10th Mountain. So, look, this is a game-changer. I want to make something perfectly clear. Could we get attacked all the time being inhumane? The Biden administration is much more humane. It's a bunch of crap. Because there's been studies done that 31% of women that make that journey through the cartels get sexually assaulted. They get raped. And not just the women, children too. I've done numerous investigations in that. Sex trafficking was historic highs with the open border. Fentanyl, historic highs that killed a quarter million Americans. No inspected terrorists that came across the border. Record, historic. What happened under the Biden administration was the most inhumane thing I've seen in my lifetime. Now that the border is 96% declined, 96% less people are coming, how many women aren't being raped? How many children aren't dying making that journey? How many women and children aren't being sex trafficked into this country every day? How many known suspected terrorists aren't just walking across that border? President Trump and this administration is saving thousands of lives every month. Hard stop. That's just a stone cold fact. I'm just proud to be a part of this. I work with Steve Miller every day. Steve Miller is one of the most brilliant people I've met in my entire life. President Trump brought together one hell of a team here, and the success proves. We all working together, one team, one fight. We're not done yet. We're going to keep going, and I guarantee you we can continue saving thousands and thousands of lives. Secure border means strong national security. Secure border saves lives. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, let's do the medals, and I'll be signing this. Maybe you'll do the medals first, and then I'll sign, okay? Please.
I assume the president's probably going to take some questions here.
It's not bad.
He's giving medals to members of the military who have assisted with the border, and the Mexican Border Defense Medal. Mexican Border Defense Medal. You know, no doubt about it, the border has been absolutely one of the big successes of this administration. Closing the border, sealing the border. And don't forget, we told you last week how the Biden administration was warned multiple times about the chaos at the border. They didn't care. They just didn't care. If anything, you can say that they cared that they were causing such chaos and that they were allowing in so many people. And I do think that was deliberate. I always said it was deliberate then. I said it was deliberate because I believe they wanted open borders. They pushed for open borders always. And they knew that it would help to completely change America. So one of the things that is an absolute success is the success at the border.
None ever.
No auto pen.
We don't like auto pens. How about gathering around me, and we'll hold this up. Congratulations, it's an amazing job. Come on around. Let's take a good picture. Fantastic job. You guys, fantastic job. Thank you very much. Great job.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Great job. What you've done is unprecedented. How about holding that up? You guys hold it up nice. Hold it up high.
The bunch of soldiers around the president.
I'm going to give you another medal, though, that may be more beautiful. I'm not sure it means as much, but it's really good. Okay? This is gun medal. This is the one the military loves. So we're going to start. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Here you go.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President.
It's pretty nice. Want to compare it? Compare it. Let me see how that looks. I don't know. That looks pretty good.
Thank you, Mr. President.
But that means something. Very special.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. President.
You can, what you can do, tie it around your neck. It's a nice ribbon. I think you'll like it. It's special. We don't give them to many people.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President.
Come on over here. Come here. Look at this guy.
It's the man to be in half.
That's four sizes up big. That means a lot of things. Hey, General, come on over here, even though you have one. I gave him one. This general right here, General Raisin Cane. Great general. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. It's an honor. This is a fantastic moment. I haven't done this before. And the job they've done on the border is unthinkable. What they left us with, that they would have open borders with millions of people, 25 million people, probably more than that, pouring into our border, totally unchecked and unvetted. Now we have the opposite. And we want people in our country, but they have to come in legally. And they know that. And they know they're not getting through, so now they don't even try. So all of the death that Tom Holman talked about, the rape and the death and all the problem, doesn't have really happened because the caravans, a name I think I came up with, maybe, maybe not, but the caravans are very small. In fact, for the most part, they don't even exist anymore because they know they're not going to get through. In a little while, you'll be seeing I'm suing the BBC for putting words in my mouth. Literally, they put words in my mouth. They had me saying things that I never said coming out. I guess they used AI or something. So we'll be bringing that lawsuit. A lot of people are asking, when are you bringing that lawsuit? Even the media can't believe that one. They actually put terrible words in my mouth having to do with January 6th that I didn't say. And the beautiful words that I said, right? The beautiful words. Talking about patriotism and all of the good things that I said, they didn't say that, but they put terrible words. They actually have me speaking with words that I never said, and they got caught because I believe somebody at BBC said, this is so bad, it has to be reported. That's called fake news. So we'll be filing that suit probably this afternoon or tomorrow morning. I want to thank all of you for being here. If you have any questions, I guess you could ask, but this is really a day of celebration for these people. The job they've done is really unprecedented. So go ahead.
I'm Brown University, Mr. President. Do you know what the motive of the shooter was? Is it
clip? No, we don't. No, it's, that's moving along now. and we dug, and we're going to see what happens. Hopefully, they're going to capture this animal.
Have you, has Cash Patel told you why it's been so difficult for the FBI to identify who the shooter is?
Well, it's always difficult. So far, we've done a very good job of doing it with Charlie, with, you know, the various times this has happened. They've done it in pretty much record time. But you'd really have to ask the school a little bit more about that because, you know, this was a school problem. They had their own guards, they had their own police, they had their own everything. But you'd have to ask that question really to the school, not to the FBI. We came in after the fact, and the FBI will do a good job, but they came in after the fact.
Do you know if it was targeted, Mr. President?
No, they don't know that yet, no.
Sir, on the issue of drugs, is it accurate that you are considering an executive order to reclassify marijuana under the control?
We are considering that, yeah.
Are you planning?
Because a lot of people want to see it, the reclassification, because it leads to tremendous amounts of research that can't be done unless you reclassify. So we are looking at that very strongly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mr. President.
Katie?
Is it true that the reports that you rebuked the Israeli Prime Minister? Are the reports that you rebuked the Israeli Prime Minister for the hit on the Hamas general true? And is Israel undermining your efforts to be a peacemaker?
No, Israel and I have gotten along very well. My relationship with Bibi Netanyahu has been obviously a very good one. Look, we took out Iran. We wiped out, with that plane right there, we wiped out the B-2 bomber. We wiped out the Iran nuclear threat. And because of that, we were able to make peace in the Middle East. No, we've had a very good relationship with Israel. We actually have a very good relationship with just about everybody in the Middle East.
Violation of the ceasefire, the strike
on
the Hamas general?
We're looking into that.
On the Syria ambush of U.S. forces, do you still have confidence in the Syrian president?
I do. I mean, this had nothing to do with him. This is a part of Syria that they really don't have much control over. And it was a surprise. He feels very badly about it. He's working on it. He's a strong man. And no, this had nothing to do with the Syrian government. This had to do with ISIS.
What will the U.S. response be?
As a response, they'll be hit hard. Yeah.
Javier Negre, Real America's Voice en Español. First of all, thanks for honoring these heroes. The communists have lost Chile. The pro-Trump candidate, José Antonio Kast, won the elections. Do you think this right-wing wave in the Hispanic world is due to your influence?
Well, we just had a good one in Honduras, as you know, had a great election there. I endorsed somebody that was not leading and he won the election. And we had a good one just a little couple of hours ago. I found out in Chile, the person I endorsed who was not leading ended up winning quite easily. So I look forward to paying my respects to him. I hear he's a very good person.
Yeah. President, thank you, Mr. President. This year you fired Democrats from a number of federal agencies, and now going into 2026, there are some key regulators like the SEC, the CFTC, that are going to have zero Democrats. Do you plan to appoint Democrats to fill those empty spots, or do you think that federal agencies shouldn't have Democrat commissioners?
Well, do you think they would be appointing Republicans if it were up to
Nope.
them?
No chance.
Look at it. Look, we want to be fair, but typically, they're not appointing Republicans, so you're asking me the question whether or not I'd appoint Democrats. But there are certain areas that we do look at, and there are certain areas that we do share, and share power. And I'm open to that, please.
Mr. President, a number of Republicans have denounced your statement on Truth Social after the murder of Rob Reiner. Do you stand by that post?
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. So he became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country. Yeah.
Blue slips, Mr. President. Leader Thune doesn't seem like he wants to get rid of blue slips. Will there be consequences for the Senate?
I think they should get rid of blue slips because as a Republican president, I am unable to put anybody in office having to do with U.S. attorneys or having to do with judges. In other words, if you have one, not two, you don't need two, just one. If you have one Democrat senator, where we have a lot of them, you have one Democrat senator in a state, it is not possible to appoint, because of blue slips, a judge. It's not possible to appoint a U.S. attorney. You see that happening. And I think it's a disgrace. I think blue slips are a disgrace. They've long since, they should not be relevant anymore. This is a different world than it was 15, 20 years ago. You know, that was a gentleman and gentlewoman world. This is a little bit different, unfortunately. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, what do you want to see Congress do this week as it relates to health care and the expiring ACA?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd like to see the people get the money. I'd like to see all of the money that's going to the Democrat insurance companies. You know, the insurance companies are making a fortune. They're up 1,700% and more. And they're taking in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, even trillions of dollars. And Obamacare gives you
terrible health care. Just so you understand, Obamacare was set up, and I said it right from the beginning, for the benefit of the health insurance companies. They're making billions and billions of dollars. Their stock is through the roof. I don't want to give them anything. I want all money going to the people and let the people buy their own health care. It'll be unbelievable. They'll do a great job. They'll get much better health care at a much lower cost.
Would you like Republicans next year to just use reconciliation to do with health care exactly what you laid out? And they wouldn't have to worry about Democratic votes.
Well, that or knock out the filibuster. If you knocked out the filibuster, it would all go away. But we have a few people that wouldn't do that. It's crazy. Look, we should knock out the filibuster. And if you did that, we'd get voter ID. You'd have no mail-in voting. All things that make our elections dishonest. And you'd get a lot of other things having not even to do with voting. But Republicans should knock out the filibuster. And we should approve a lot of things. You wouldn't have January 30th looming because, you know, you have the 30th of January looming. You know that, right? And if we knocked out the filibuster, it would be just a simple approval. But you have some Republicans that no, they're unable to explain why. You know, if you ask them why, they're unable to explain it. They cannot win the debate. But they should knock out the filibuster. And frankly, they should get rid of the blue slips, too. Yeah.
Mr. President, the Democrats won Miami, where you won the election 1 year ago. Do you think it's because of Hispanic media like Telemundo that are publishing fake news about the ICE operations? How do you plan to win back those votes for midterms?
Yeah, well, I won that whole election. And, you know, it's interesting. When I'm not running, we don't do as well. And I'm going to try and get that changed for the midterms. But we did have a big win in Tennessee, as you know. Matt Van Epps had a big win in Tennessee against a very strong candidate, attractive candidate, who a lot of people thought would do very well. And Matt won by a lot. And I won Tennessee by a real lot. You know, we had a great election. We won every single swing state. We won the popular vote. We won everything. And there's a thing that they have now, districts, which is a big deal. I think in a way it's the most important stat from the standpoint of, you know, looking at numbers accurately. So out of thousands of districts, I won 2,750 versus 525. Think of that, 2,750 versus 525. It was great. That's why the map, when you see a map of the election, it's all red other than two little narrow lines on the other side, please.
Sir, Jimmy Lai was convicted today in Hong Kong. Do you have any reactions?
I feel so badly. I spoke to President Xi about it, and I asked to consider his release. He's not well. He's an older man, and he's not well. So I did put that request out. We'll see what happens. Okay.
Sir,
yeah, please, Katie.
Question about Ukraine. Now that the meetings in Berlin have wrapped up with Zelensky, right, is there a timetable for going to Moscow? Is the delegation going?
Well, I think that the delegation is largely there right now, actually. They're in Europe. And they met with those people that I called out before, the various countries, plus some others. They want to see it end, Katie. They want to see it end. I want to see it end. They want to see it end. I actually think that President Putin wants to see it end. You know, I've had good talks. We've had good talks with Russia. And I think they'd like to get back to a more normal way of life.
Mr. President, follow up there. An Article 5-like deal seems to be emerging without NATO membership for Ukraine. If such a security guarantee is offered, what incentive is there for Ukraine to give up any sort of territory?
Well, look, you have, they've already lost the territory, you know, to be honest. I mean, the territory is lost. But in terms of security guarantee, we're working with Europe on it. Europe would be a big part of that. And we're working on the security guarantee so the war doesn't start up again. We don't want to have a war start up again. You know, as I said, with Thailand and Cambodia, two people I get along with great. And I dealt with them, and I called them, and I said, look, fellas, you got to relax. You got to take it easy. They lost. You know, they started the war again. I got it ended. And things like that are going to happen. War. There's nothing pretty about war. Nothing good. And there's nothing you can do to predict what's going to happen. But I think we've made a lot of progress with respect to Russia and Ukraine. I hope. You know, last month, it was close to 27,000 soldiers were killed, mostly soldiers, but 27,000 people, but mostly soldiers were killed last month in Russia versus Ukraine.
Is there a time limit on security guarantees?
Well, there's no time limit. The time limit is whenever we get it done. We're going to try to get it done. We're making progress. It's more difficult than anybody could have thought. I would have said that half of the wars that I got settled, some were going for over 30 years, that half of them should have been more difficult, and they actually haven't been. There's a lot of dislike between the two leaders, you know that, and so it probably makes it a little bit tough.
Have you recently spoken directly to Putin?
Yeah, I have.
On Syria, Mr. President, on the U.S. troops killed in Syria over the weekend, why do we have troops in Syria?
Because we're trying to make sure that there's going to be and remain peace in the Middle East, and Syria is a big part of it. The new leader is a strong person, and that's what you need. This is a rough part of the world, and it's been amazing what's taken place in Syria. We got rid of Assad. We got rid of other people that were really bad people and that were in the way of peace in the Middle East. You know, we have legitimate peace in the Middle East, first time in 3,000 years. And we have 59 countries backing it. And we'll see what happens with Hamas. We'll see what happens with Hezbollah. But regardless, I mean, we have countries that want to go in and clean that out if we want them to do it. But they said, in the case of Hamas, they said that they're going to disarm, and we're going to find out whether or not that's true. Hezbollah in Lebanon has been a problem. We'll see what happens there. But there is legitimate, large-scale peace in the Middle East. And if there weren't, we wouldn't have been able to make all of those deals that we've made with the various countries. They would have never been able to do that. If, for instance, with that B-2 bomber right there on the desk, if we didn't, of which we just ordered a lot more of the newer version, totally stealth. They could not see it. They knew it was coming. They had no idea where it was. It was pretty amazing, actually. Every bomb hit its mark perfectly, despite CNN trying to say differently. They didn't know. They just, you know, hoped. They hoped that we didn't, but it turned out that they did. Atomic Energy Commission confirmed it. So did Iran confirm it. They got knocked to hell. But if we didn't knock out their nuclear capability, we would have never had peace in the Middle East, because you would have had a dark cloud hanging over Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, and all the other countries, and they would have never, ever been able to sign an agreement. Yeah, please.
How soon do you expect that international stabilization force to be up and running in Gaza?
I think that it's in a form, it's already running. In a very strong form, it's already. But it'll get stronger and stronger, and more countries are coming into it. They're already in.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will come right back, though, and if the president's still taking questions, we'll just pause it. We have the ability to do that, and then it's the magic of technology. It's an amazing thing. And, of course, yes, I did forget to mention that we lost two soldiers in Syria as well. Like I said, it's a Monday of bad news, but I'm trying to give you the good news wherever I can find it. Wherever I can pluck the good news, I'm trying to give it to you, all right? We got a lot to get to. It's going to be a busy day. The good news is that we'll be in Cape May on Friday, though, and that's always good news, all right? We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.